Now it was his turn to pause. Is it me? Roland's eyebrows rose. Then he barked a laugh. Not you, Jake. Not a bit. Never in life. Jake flushed with pleasure. I keep forgetting how strong the touch has become in you. You'd have made a fine breaker, no doubt. This wasn't an answer, but Jake didn't bother saying so. And the idea of being a breaker made him repress a shiver. Don't you know? Roland asked. If thee knows, I'm what Eddie calls royally pissed. Don't you know why?
I could look, but it wouldn't be polite.
But it was a lot more than that. Jake vaguely remembered a Bible story about Noah getting loaded on the ark while he and his sons were waiting out the flood. One of the sons had come upon his old man lying drunk on his bunk and had laughed at him. God had cursed him for it. To peek into Roland's thoughts wouldn't be the same as looking and laughing while he was drunk, but it was close. "Thee's a fine boy," Roland said. "Fine and good, aye." And although the gunslinger spoke almost absently, Jake could have died happily enough at that moment. From somewhere beyond and above them came that resonant click sound, and all at once the special effects sunbeam speared down on the Devar toy. A moment later, faintly, they heard the sound of music. Hey Jude, arranged for elevator and supermarket. Time to rise and shine down below. Another day of breaking had just begun. Although, Jake supposed, down there the breaking never really stopped. Let's have a game, you and I, Roland proposed. You try to get into my head and see who I'm angry at. I'll try to keep you out.